This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and now it's time to hear your thoughts. So joining me in the studio is our senior producer, Rebecca Lavoie. Now, she's the person on the receiving end of your tweets, your Facebook posts, emails, and phone calls. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, Virginia.
So first, let's talk about responses to a segment that aired earlier this week on quite a hot-button topic, spanking. So what do we talk about?
We talk with James Burnett. He's a writer for the Boston Globe, and the idea was that polls about spanking don't quite jive with the private behavior of parents. In other words, we live in a sort of state of spanking hypocrisy. Before the segment aired, I asked the question on Facebook, do your public feelings about spanking differ from your parenting experience? We got loads of responses, mostly negative. Alyssa simply said no. Scott said spanking teaches only fear, to which I should point out James Burnett might respond that if fear is what you're going for, then spanking does work. We had one brave listener named Raven, however, who did have a confession. She said, I've spanked my daughter a couple of times and felt horribly guilty afterward. It does seem to have this really divisive effect on listeners, so I thought that was very interesting.
So a lot of agreement on spanking, bad. Onto one very strong umbrage taken on a story we aired last week by the producer, Sean Hurley.
Yep, Sean produced a gorgeous story for us on the lore of old tractors based on an antique tractor show that takes place in his own town of Thornton, New Hampshire. Let's listen to a quick clip of that story.
Wes Clay used to ride on the tractor fender as his father took them over the fields.
Well, my father, when I was, about so high, he used to sell Alice Chalmers tractors. Most of my big tractors are all Alice Chalmers.
What at first seems a tale of boys and their tractors soon becomes a story of fathers and sons.
So I tweeted out a link to that story, but this was the part of it that got listener Katie's attention. She tweeted back, tractors aren't just for fathers and sons. I learned to drive a tractor at three, and Dad's dozer and tractor were my inheritance. She followed that up by tweeting us a picture of her inheritance, her sitting on a skidder, and I've posted it on our website for listeners to see.
Go, Katie. We have a couple of stories that we'd like to follow up on as well. The first, an interview that we did in May that's been kind of following up on us.
We did an interview with Jake Jones and Andrew Kenny, two New York photographers who are traveling across the country by car, funded by Kickstarter supporters to whom they've promised to send postcards from all of their many stops. We did a little begging and asked them to add us to their postcard list, and we've been getting the cards, but we were even more excited when they came by our studio in person last week.
So is everything going as planned with them?
Not quite. When they came by, they started telling us about some of their travels, and we asked them to jump into a studio and give us a rundown.
We're in New Hampshire for the day. We're going to go up to White Mountains and spend the night. We're either going to camp. Andrew just got a new tent today. We had a situation in was it Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania. Yeah. Immediately after getting into the tents to go to sleep, it started pouring like I've never seen. And my tent was a $30 tent that I bought at Sports Authority like 5 years ago. And it is not waterproof. So I bought a new tent today. It's going to work the way a tent should work.
We've had some trouble so far, but we've sorted everything out.
Should we tell them about the printers?
Yeah, why not?
So we brought two printers with us. One of them just straight up didn't work. The other one that we had, after we kind of broke it in, it stopped working. So we sort of had to renegotiate the printing process and get a new printer sent to us. And now it prints great. It's awesome. We set it up and it works. Little things like that were like, okay, we planned for this the best we could, and now we have to react and figure out a new solution.
Well, best laid plans, but some really good pictures coming out of it.
Some really good pictures coming out of some great postcards.
So let's wrap with a small segment that we aired that's had a pretty good response.
Yeah, last week our intern Emma brought a friend of hers to the studio, a 17-year-old musician named Tim Scott. We had him play a couple of songs and Taylor spoke to him, but he was so shy that we only ended up airing about 30 seconds of his interview intertwined with two of his songs. Well, his songs were what inspired a ton of email from people wanting to know where they could buy his music or hear more of him. So a reminder, Tim can be found at the Riverwalk Cafe in Nashua on Thursday nights at their open mic, and he did tell us that he has just finished recording an album and will be selling it soon. But this is Tim in the background if you can't wait to hear for more.
Thanks so much, Rebecca, for coming in.
Thanks, Virginia.
I'm wondering if it's true that every man can come anew. Oh, I'm stumbling out against the wind. There's reason for the song that birds are singing. There's reason for the men who shoot to kill.
Always happy to hear from you and always happy to have you spend some time with us. I'm Virginia Prescott. On behalf of all of us here at Word of Mouth, please join us again at noon and 9 p.m. to hear more of what's bubbling up on Word of Mouth from NHPR.
As I'm waking, the room snaps and scratches. The light shines a glow upon my sheets. And now I wake with a regret that he has these tired eyes now creaking like these lonesome bones. And oh, I'm looking for the verse sung by man and God and girl.